Last year was a big year. It was the first year of the event. There was huge interest. It proved to be very successful, and it turned out to be that good that organisers in the country decided to bring the national championships to the Downings area and to this part of Donegal at the end of June. So obviously he's done something right last year, Aidan.
Yeah, it would appear so. Hey, last year was a huge success. Like, really was. I remember at the committee meetings at the start of the year and even before the, at the end of 2017, we were chatting of maybe getting 100 people, 120 people, and being kind of happy enough with that for our first year, like, you know. So I think on the race morning, we had 200 people in the water, and then with the weather and the atmosphere in the town and everybody from the community getting involved and different things like this here, it just turned into really, really good event. And the pictures afterwards and the Facebook page afterwards just really went on fire. It just blew up. Yeah. And we obviously did a good enough job that we were awarded the national championships this year. Yeah. So we'll have people coming from all over the country this year. Last year it was kind of the northwest and maybe bits of Ulster and different things like that there. So we've people coming from all over Ireland this year, from the four corners of Ireland, and there's a few coming from England and one come from Scotland too, I think, as well. So we're expecting a big crowd. We have close to 380 people registered at the minute.
Which is almost double last year.
Nearly double, yeah. So entries close now this coming Monday, the bank holiday Monday. So we might get close to that 400 figure, yeah.
Yeah, this was a huge boost for you. Like, you can't get any more backing or any more of a big of a tap on the back from an organising body to hand you the national championship straight away.
Like, yeah, like, especially after the first year, you know, it shows real confidence in the event and real confidence in the area and the club, you know, for being able to put on a good show. The club itself runs a couple of races throughout the year, four or five races every year, you know, but the one thing that comes back from all the competitors is that we do put on a good show, and we do put on good races, you know, and they're very well organised, and that goes down to the whole club, like, you know. But last year's event in Downings, I think, was really special. Just the community got so involved, like, you know. It was, as you know, it was probably the best summer we've had in years. But, like, there was people out in their gardens with hoses, and there was people out with water and lollipops and all the different things, spraying people down and different things like that. Yeah. So it really was a brilliant event.
Listen, the reality of this is it's not an easy event.
Yeah.
Aidan, as you know, like, it's a 2 kilometre swim in Downings Bay.
Yeah.
And depending on how rough the water is that day, then you've got a 90 kilometre bike around the drive and Milford and Rathmullenock. I'm just thinking here of hills that's along the route that's tough. And then a half a marathon to finish the whole thing off back into Downings. It's not easy.
It's not easy, no. It's not easy, and it's definitely not an easy race, you know. And when we were setting out the course, we wanted to make it challenging, like, you know. We wanted, because Donegal has so much to offer in terms of a course you could have made, but I think we've got the right mixture of, like, the bike is pretty challenging, the run has a few hills in it, you know. But there are some sections in it were nice and flat in the run, so you do get a bit of recovery. But, you know, when we have so much excellent scenery and terrain here to race on, you know, it's a shame for it not to be used, you know. So that was one of the main aims of putting a race like this on. There's not many in the country. There's only three of these races run by clubs around the country that do well, like, you know, and we're one of them now.
Yeah, and would the others be as challenging as this?
Yeah, this one, and there's one down in Kerry which is just as challenging. They both have actually the same. There's over 1,000 metres of climbing on the bike in this one, and there's 1,000 metres of climbing on the bike in Kerry as well.
Who are the people who have to watch out for? Who's entered here? Because when you go to a national championships, the big boys in the rest of the country start to go, right, we're going to go to Donegal.
Yeah. So hopefully we have a few entered already, and we'll probably get a few more before Monday, and even closer to the event, we might get one or two more people looking to get in. At the minute, there's a fella, Owen Martin from Armagh, who has qualified for the Ironman World Championships 9 times over in Hawaii, so he's pretty hot. He's coming. Last year, second place, David Sheridan is coming as well, who just had a very good Ironman race out in China. Last year's winner is on the fence at the minute, but he's chatting about coming back as well. He's a lad from Sligo. In terms of the woman, there's a lady, Heller Foley from Sligo, who has won this event, who's won the national championships in the middle distance once, maybe twice, as far as I know. Last year's winner, Laura Wiley from Belfast, is coming back, who's also represents or she cycles for a professional semi-pro team in the north as well, so she's a very good biker as well. So they're the kind of people we have at the minute you need to look out for, as well as a few other locals that'll probably be up there as well, you know, the likes of Peter O'Donnell from Mulford will probably be up there, as Sean McLaughlin from Derry might be up there. In terms of the women races, then you've got Siobhan Galler, who may be there thereabouts, and a few others from around the town.
You didn't mention yourself.
No, I've no plans to race it at the minute. I'm injured at the minute, so if the injury clears up, I might get to the start line. But at the minute, no.
Because you have taken on Owen Martin and David Sheridan and these boys before and beat them at this distance.
Yeah, so I won this national championships back in 2016. So obviously I would like to do it again in my own backyard, but it'll just depend on the injury. Like, you know, it'll depend on how everything clears up over the next 4 to 5 weeks and see how.
Is it frustrating being injured?
It's very frustrating. Yeah, very, very frustrating. I had planned to do an Ironman the week before this race in Cork, but obviously I've had to pull out of that now, but I may or may not be ready for this here. It's just hard, you know, when you're going so well and then smallest things just put you off course, you know.
Fingers crossed. We'll
wait and see. Support for you, isn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately, at times that's the way it is. But would that Ironman the week before have a bearing on the entries?
It probably does have a bearing on the entries, especially because the Ironman the week before is in its first year, you know. So there's a lot of people going down for the first year to see what it's like and to see what the course is like and different things like that. So it will have a bearing. But if it has a bearing and we're getting 400 people, like, you know, we're not really complaining, you know, that type of way. People are going to choose the races and set out their stall at the start of the season. And that's totally up to them. Like, you know, people that are doing the Ironman this year down in Cork will probably come up here next year, you know.
Let's focus on Donegal, because Downing's is going to be the hub here. So it is for the event. And you're going to have 400 competitors, but then there's backup teams to that. And there's their partners and their families that come in as well. So there's a benefit to the area.
Well, there's a huge benefit to the area. Like, you know, and to be fair, again, to the area, they're all getting behind us. Like, the Downing's Bay Hotel are our main sponsors. And then you've people like Sean Boyce and Carrigart and the Harbour Bar and different things around the Downing's area getting involved with other types of sponsorship and things like this here. So if you can think, if there's nearly 400 people, every one of them is going to bring at least one person, you know, probably two or three. And they're probably, the majority of them are going to stay one night or possibly two nights. You know, so it is a big boost to the local area in terms of kind of money coming into the area and tourism. And some of them may have never been to this part of Donegal before, you know, so they may come back in the future for holidays, different things like this. So there is a massive boost to the area.
Yeah. Near the time, we'll talk about plans in place for traffic management and the route and different things like that. But you have an organising committee that's behind you. Many of you guys are involved in setting
this
up?
We have the committee in the club, which is 12 people, like, you know, so there's about four or five of us involved in this here. And then in terms of volunteers and people helping out in a day, we're going to need probably close to about 80 or 90 volunteers, like, you know. But when you think about the size of the area we're going to be racing on, like, we're going around Atlantic Drive and then the whole Fianna Peninsula, like, you know. So it's quite a large area. So we're looking for about 80 or 90 volunteers, really. So if there's anybody out there that fancies volunteering or giving us a hand on the day, drop our Facebook page a shout, or give me a shout if you see me walking about.
I tell you, down this area in Donegal is going to have a lot of activity that week, because the rally's down there the week before. You've also got the 555 making its way around the weekend before that. So it's going to be a busy June, certainly in the Downings and the Fannad and the Carrigart area. Just on the club, you mentioned at the start that you organise a number of events. How's the club been growing over this last number of years?
It really is. It's unbelievable, really, when you think about it, you know. We've over 200 individual adult members there now at the minute, like, you know. And when you think about it, I think this is our 10th year. The club's up and running 10 years now. So we started off with 8 years ago, and then it gradually grew. But really, over the past, probably the past 3 to 4 years, it really has taken off, like, you know. And there's so many people getting involved, and it's great to see that the town really and can form another club of that size and keep everybody involved. And, you know, if people are involved in sport, then obviously they're doing something positive with themselves. And not everybody's competing at super high levels. Not people are just doing.
They all have their own marks.
Everybody has their own marker, you know, and everybody's doing it for their own reasons. And, you know, it's great to see so many people out training and so many people at club events. And then the club races, you know, there's people coming again from all over the country, and they're coming to Donegal or Letterkenny or Garton, and they're, you know, they're saying what great events you put on, you know, and what great kind of courses there are and how great Donegal is, really, you know.
And people progress to the club from other clubs and other sports that they're involved in, be it soccer or Gaelic, and particularly running and biking. But then there's other people who look at it and think, I wouldn't be able for a swim, a bike and a run, but it's amazing how they can enter at a certain level and then progress at it.
Yeah.
It's not
it's definitely not as scary as looking at it on a piece of paper, you know, that type. Like going back just the last week, last Sunday there, we had our kind of try event down in down in the Aura, which is for beginners, you know. And there's people in that can only swim maybe 8 lengths of the pool or 10 lengths of the pool, you know, but they may be very good bikers, but they're not great swimmers, or they might be very good swimmers but not great bikers and okay runners. So it's caters for everybody, you know, when we try to put something on for everybody in terms of the races. And like there was 185 people in that race last week, like, you know, which again goes down to just show you how many people are out there and want to get involved in these events, you know. So them people hopefully over the next couple of years will progress and get better and, you know, obviously get a little bit more confidence and develop in terms of the distance that they can, cover.
I'm just thinking here, what sort of time would the winner be doing for getting around the half?
That there, it'll probably be about around four, last year was around 4:38 or 4:40 or something like that there. It's quite a hilly course, so the times will be a little bit out, like, you know, but it is what it is. Like, so we're talking about four and a half hours.
Listen, we'll be talking again closer to the time, but best wishes with the continued preparations for
this,
because it's you had a great year last year. It's a great event, so it is, and hopefully you get another one as what you did 12 months ago.